I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. A local trial attorney has seen attitudes about workplace sexual harassment change a lot over 30 years. But Leanne Tyler of Bettendorf says fear and legal settlements continue to silence victims in the office, factory, store, classroom, hospital, and other places. Tyler has represented clients in the Quad Cities who took their employers to court to fight for their rights.
The good news is a lot of the men who were maybe thinking this was funny or it was just part of how you might behave in a bar or something, doing it at work, they learned it's wrong and they don't do it. Okay? So a lot of them have, you know, a lot of the behaviors have ceased from when I first started doing or serving as a lawyer in sexual harassment cases in the workplace. Society's aware. Laws are in place now. They're highly developed. Employers are on notice, and there's a lot of them are trying to comply with the law. So there's good news.
Bettendorf attorney Leanne Tyler says the bad news is updated laws and successful lawsuits have not eliminated sexual harassment at work.
The people that continue to engage in it are more commonly have predatory problems than they did previously. Previously, it was acceptable to talk to women that way. Previously, it might be acceptable to touch them on the buttocks or touch them on the breast. And I mean, men that might not do it once their consciousness was raised used to do it. Not so much now. Now, the men that continue to do it, or sometimes women, I've represented persons in cases where the predator was a woman. So it's not always a man doing this. But, you know, 90% of the time, we think of it as a man doing it.
Now, Tyler says, fewer people in positions of power try to control employees and coworkers, but it still happens.
Sex harassment is part of a violent sex act. It's just on the continuum, generally, of less. Some of it can be very violent work, but mostly it's on the continuum of the very worst being rape, you know, or physical assault and rape, I mean, killing somebody and raping them. That's the worst. But you move back on a huge continuum to this propositioning and threatening you'll lose your job if you don't have sex with me, or you'll be demoted, or you have poor working conditions, or I'll reduce your salary, I'll give you bad performance appraisal, to inappropriate touching, and if you tell, then these consequences will come, those sorts of things. That's still an act of violence.
Tyler's advice to those who experience sexual harassment at work is see an attorney early on in the process.
Usually in these cases, the lawyer does not charge for the initial appointment. So you can go and get advice and find out sort of where you stand. Usually people in the workplace are very concerned about losing their job. That's true of the men that have been harassed too. Everyone has a family to support, and whoever's working, you know, they have to think about their economic contribution to themselves and their loved ones. So it's a very good idea early on when it starts to happen to talk to a lawyer so you know, as a victim, how to handle it in the workplace, how to report it, how to try to, you know, avoid it as best you can happening again, or what legal action might come if it continues to accelerate.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.